All right, well, welcome back to episode one of Blindfold Dating Match.
Blindfoldy dates.
Are they gonna love each
Blindfolds other? Blindfolds are wearing them.
Mean. This is the BS podcast. BS.
So that would have been our theme song.
That could have been an optional theme song.
What might have been is really starting to tug at our heartstrings because it didn't work.
It didn't work again.
And this time it like
got serious.
Yeah, a lot of times people have been saying to us, like, you just given up too fast. Like,
right.
These are good ideas, and then you come back with these lame excuses.
And the uproar for some of our ideas,
I know,
has just been, I mean, almost hurtful. People are just like, you got me so worked up
right.
to listen to that podcast.
So good.
And then you dashed
some
my
dreams. Lame excuse.
But these aren't lame. They're real. They may be lame to you, but I mean, we're in the mix here. Like,
yeah. And this one, boy, it stung.
It stung hard for a couple different reasons.
Yeah. So we found our couple,
mm-hmm.
and we were ready to bring them in, and we were kind of telling them about what would happen, and we even, they were in studio, and we recorded an episode.
Yeah. We would play those tapes, but those got confiscated.
Yeah, we can't.
Right.
That's sort of the point.
Legally.
Because by the end, remember when we were joking about the restraining order?
Yeah.
Well, guess who got a restraining order on him?
Old Steve.
Old us. Well, you too.
I wasn't officially named because they identified you and your history leading up to them as being one of the main problems.
Well, it just, let's just tell them. At the end, we said no. We
right.
said you're not allowed to go on a date.
You're done.
But they really wanted to. And so when we walked over to the courthouse to get the restraining order
yeah.
to force them to not go on a date, they flipped it.
They pulled an old switch-o-ching-cho.
The old switcheroo on us.
And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for
and
you.
And suddenly,
kids.
I'm the one with the restraining order. And they, I think, are probably happily dating.
So in a sense, we did it.
It worked. The process works, is all we're saying.
All
but
we're saying.
Now, because of the law
yeah.
and the police, we can't release the episode, and we can't make any more episodes.
We got a cease and desist followed up
right.
with the restraining order.
Which, whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. That would have taken a lot of work to get people and talk to them and blah, 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 blah. So it's fine.
It's fine.
I have a restraining order, but we're back.
We're back.
And if you don't know like what we're doing, just tell people like what this actually is.
We are, it's like a tennis match where we're volleying back and forth and we're just podcasting it until we come up with an idea that doesn't get us locked in the clink.
And we thought we've had it every time.
I didn't see it coming that we could have faced jail time for this idea.
But it is what it is. I mean, from the tortoise and the hare to the joke idea to divorceable moment, like so many good ideas.
Right.
Just not there yet, but we're trying.
And I think we got some good ideas this time.
Yeah, I've got one that that I've been percolating about for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's something.
Okay.
So, what do people on the internet love?
I think we said romance, right?
Well, that was last week. What do they also love?
They also love politics.
Yeah, that was our first episode.
Uh-huh.
Let's just keep naming things.
Water bottles, because I'm looking at one.
Okay, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Cats.
They do love cats. Cat
right?
videos, cat memes.
Cats everywhere.
Kitty cats.
Yeah, kitty cats too. Like, people just love cats. People dress up as cats for Halloween.
Right.
People have sweaters with cats on them. My mom loves cats.
Do you love cats?
I had a cat. They're fine. I like them, sort of.
I don't like cats.
I like dogs more, but yeah. People like cats.
People love them.
Love them. So what about a podcast about cats?
Okay.
And so I don't really know anything else. So we're going to have to flesh out like the actual episodes. But what I do know is the name of it would be the Podcats Podcast. Podcats Podcast. Get it?
I get it.
Like it's like podcast, but you switch around a couple of letters.
And you get
Podcats.
Podcats.
Podcast.
Right. So you're bringing cats in?
What do you think?
Like petting them?
What do you think?
I don't think I have enough love for cats to do anything longer than 0 minutes.
But in the show, we could... cats? Podcats? But you get the title, right?
I totally get the title. Why don't we save that one for time in the never future?
You just don't like cats at all?
I don't like cats.
I don't really have any ideas for the show other than the title, so,
so you,
that could be problematic.
That's pretty problematic.
I just want to make a podcast called Podcats Podcast.
How about this? This
say
could
it fast.
Be our Podcats Podcast. Could this be our first ever gift to the thousands of our international listeners?
Yes.
Make this podcast and tell us about it.
That does raise a good question of what is happening to all of these ideas that we're not using.
I hope people are carrying them out.
Really?
Well, sure.
What if they're making millions of dollars and we're getting none of that?
All of that karma is going to just come back to us tenfold.
Yeah. That's yeah. So eventually, when we make enough people successful, we're finally going to have an idea.
We'll be like the Judd Apatow of podcasting.
Okay. If by this time next week there is not a Podcats Podcast podcast,
I'll be furious.
So sad.
Yeah.
All right. So whatever. What do you got?
I have a story that recently happened to me, okay, or that I was a part of, that I think gives me an idea for an award-winning podcast.
All right.
It needs some fleshing out, but you're going to help me with that. So recently, my whole family over like Christmas break, not so recently, I guess, at this point, everyone got super sick. My 10-month-old had to go into the hospital.
Oh, no.
For 2 nights because she got all dehydrated and other people were throwing up and it was not a good scene, right?
Can I pause for 1 second?
Sure.
Just to say that while this was happening, at one point my wife was like, boy, did you know Brad's daughter was in the hospital for 2 nights?
Yeah.
And I was like, huh? You never even told me.
Well, and you don't like many stories about my kids.
That's true.
So
I don't care.
I try to only bring you in when
good things happen.
Good things happen.
I don't like sad things. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
So it was one night where I had to go pick up my 6-year-old and 3-year-old, Henry and Jane, and it was snowing like crazy that night, and it was like sloppy, so we're driving. I'm going from Children's Hospital all the way up to Loveland on the highway, traveling like 30 miles an hour. It's starting to get late. Pick up the kids, coming back. By this point, I'm just exhausted. All I want to do is go home, be done with this day, wake up, and hopefully bring home my daughter from the hospital to find out I don't have a key to get back into my house. So then that means, what do I got to do? I got to travel back down to Children's, pick it up from my wife, or I got to travel all the way over to your neck of the woods to the babysitter's house to get an extra key. Mm-hmm. And it just... it's still snowing more now. The roads are actually kind of dodgy. I just want to get home. I'm so tired. So I'm driving along just like mad, right? Like, And I think to myself, I bet there's a way to get into my house.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe a back door got unlocked.
Break a window.
I could break a window if I, like, that's how much I want to just be done with the night. I was willing to maybe break a window.
Wow.
I wasn't sure, but if it came down to it, I was willing to at least try. So my thinking was, instead of spending all what would have been added an extra hour to my night at least to go get this key,
right?
The travel time.
And you have all your kids with you?
The two kids are with
me.
Two. And they're just like, let's go to bed. You know, like they're angry.
Right.
So travel home, get out of the car. All of the doors are locked and I'm just defeated and I don't have the guts to break a window. And so I'm about to get into the van and go drive to go get a key when I think I'm going to check a side window.
Yeah.
And see this it's a tiny little window that I could never fit in, but I go over and it's open.
Like unlocked?
Unlocked.
Okay.
By some miracle, I slide it open, but I realize I try to get in, but my shoulders, you've seen my shoulders.
Huge. You're just a massive, muscular man.
Right. My muscles won't fit through the window, but I figure out my kids will.
Yeah.
And so I run over to the van. They're sitting there all cozy, warm. The snow sleet's coming down. I'm like, guys, we got a mission, secret mission, get them all excited. And I, like little cat burglars, I slip them through the window, and they go open up the door, and we get in.
Yeah.
And it was just a cool thing. And so my podcast idea is, and you help me flesh this out.
Yeah.
First idea. We go burgle some things with kids.
Wait a second.
Like people we know.
Commit crimes?
Well, not like soft crime. But it's we go, I take my kids and I have them break into friends' houses and we just share like the behind the scenes of like what happens and what they steal from your house. And
wait.
Kid burglars. That's one idea. Do you want to hear the next one or do you want to flesh that out a little bit?
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Okay. So we're doing this without people knowing about it?
I think that would make, that raises the stakes, doesn't it?
Well, that's breaking and entering.
But like you wouldn't charge me for that if you caught Henry sneaking around your house trying to steal your Alexa.
If I come home and Henry's just wandering around my house
with like he's got the ski mask on, all black. Yeah. And he's sneaking, and maybe I'm piping in a little music that's like ding ding ding.
Isn't it weird that my idea was podcats and then cat burglars?
That is weird.
Podcat burglars?
Kid burglars. Yeah. Because there's plenty of normal burglars out there, and that's not super interesting.
That's not fun either.
It's when you bring the kids into it, because my kids loved breaking into our house. They really liked it. Oh,
kids would love that.
They would love this idea. And then I'm thinking, that brings a whole other audience. It's other kids wanting to learn from their peers of how to break it.
But I'm picturing in my mind right now, coming home, and there's a man burglar in my house,
super
all in
scary.
Black with a mask on. I freak out, right?
Unless he starts tickling you.
I would pee myself. It would be a horrible experience. But then I flip it,
yeah,
and I think about walking in, and there's a tiny little kid in the same outfit, and that's fun.
That's fun.
I'm laughing.
Yeah, you're like, buddy.
I'm having a good time. He's got like something under his, like a...
He's got a pillowcase full of your Alexas.
And it's so big.
Right.
Because he's so small and right. He's like dragging it. Yeah. And it's just so cute looking.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, the image is fun to me, but like, what's the podcast?
Well, I think it's, it could go two ways. It could be like a how to, you know, like there's a lot of educational things. So it could be for kids.
How to burgle?
Yeah, like here's some tips that we learned, you know, make sure to grease up your shoulders so they can slide through the even smaller cracks.
But do you want kids learning how to break into people's houses?
Well, I want kids to learn how to be self-reliant and scrappy.
See, I think there's an idea here, but it's not, you're taking it in like they're actually burgling.
Okay, maybe it's
burglarizing.
Like how about a prank? It's like a prank show. So
yeah. It's got to be pranking.
And it's a win-win because either if Henry or Jane gets caught, well, that's a win because that's funny and everyone, we just have a gas. And then we sit down with microphones and be like, what was that like when you saw Henry holding your most valuable, priceless object?
What if he breaks it, though? He's just a little guy.
Again, win-win. It's you have a conversation where you scold him. And say, listen, buddy.
We would need some insurance.
If you're gonna steal my Fabergé egg, wear your kid gloves.
But I'm still missing how this is a podcast. Like, what do we talk about?
You remember Punked, right?
Okay, so it's like okay. Now we're getting somewhere. So it's like, what do you call those shows?
Prank shows.
So it's like a prank show.
I feel like I said that.
I keep picturing a little tiny burglar, and it keeps. distracting me and making me giggle. So
kids steal the darndest things.
Ooh, that's interesting. So do we have them actually steal something?
Yeah.
And then
they have a mission because that's part of it. I mean, Home Alone, when he draws up his plans and has the mission, even as an adult, aren't you just like, yeah, this is something. Like I want to see him accomplish something. So there's that part of it. Buddy, here we draft out the plans. It's like Ocean's 11, but with kids.
Right.
And then dramatic music. Ooh. And then, like, are they going to get the thing from my friend?
Like Ocean 6 years old.
Right.
So we have, so I'm thinking it's sort of like, you know, those escape room things?
Yeah.
We're like combining that. So we pick someone we know.
We could do
probably
the first person. I'm just throwing this out there as not an idea, but a must. We have to burgle Chris Day's house.
Yes. So we pick someone we know.
Chris.
Okay, that's step one.
CD.
So Chris. Yeah. CD. Ooh, you just gave it away. So Chris Day, our friend.
From episode two.
So we get your children.
Yep.
And is it always your children, or are we allowing other...
I think we expand.
Okay, so we let people bring their kids in.
My kids have the most experience so far of all the kids I know.
We'll start with your kids.
We'll start there.
Just because they've burgled previously. And then do we put, like, we attach little microphones to them so we get some audio?
Obviously.
Okay. And then we...
We have to buy those.
We wait for Chris and his wife.
Hopefully, I mean, best case, they don't wake up, right? And then...
Are they there?
Well, then what we could do, actually, is if they...
They can't be there, because what if they, like, have guns?
He does work for a gun place.
So they have to not be there, right? We have to lure them away. That's what we do.
Okay.
They're our friends. We say, hey, let's go to dinner.
Sure.
This is it. One of us lures.
You're the bait.
Right. Because I've already got a restraining order. I can't be anywhere near this crime. So, so I lure.
Yep.
My wife and I asked Chris and his wife to go to dinner.
You apologize for shaming him in a podcast.
Yeah. So we do that. So the house is empty. And we know this.
Yep.
You are there with your children burglaring.
They got the masks on.
Little masks, little black outfits.
Yep.
Black little shoes. They're attached with audio. You send them into the house.
Yep.
So part of the fun of the podcast is how do they get in the house?
Right.
It is like an Ocean's 11 thing.
Yeah.
So that's part of it.
Right.
They're in, and we have them walk around, look around a little bit.
And then maybe you are wearing microphones as well, so we can cut back and forth.
Wow.
So we're cutting to you, and you're just like, man, isn't this rigatoni good? And
where do you keep your money?
Right. What? Tell me about your security system. I'm thinking about getting one.
What's your favorite four-number combination?
Right. And then maybe if you get some intel, their house is booby-trapped, you make sure and you text us.
Right.
That way Henry isn't getting shivved by said booby
trap. Or dogs. Make sure dogs, like, what's their favorite treat?
Right.
And you put some sleeping pills.
Have your dogs.
A snossage. Okay, so they're in, and I'm thinking they steal one thing,
One key item.
Yes. Ooh,
how about this? You're trying to find on the date what their most valuable object is, and then you're texting me.
Yeah.
And that's what the kids are looking for.
We play a game. Like, let's talk about what we value most in life.
Yeah.
My most valuable possession is my Amazon Echo.
Yeah.
And then what's theirs?
It should be so sad if that's true.
And then what's theirs? And then they say it, and then I'm like, text.
Yeah. And you're just like, where do you keep your most valuable things?
And what's the combination? All right. So then they get the item.
Yep.
All right, then they get out. So we have audio from both of those things.
Which that back and forth, how good is that going to be?
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
So good. And then the last segment, I think, is we invite Chris into the studio saying, hey, we're going to let you podcast. And then he comes in and the item is sitting on the desk.
And he's just like, how did you get it?
And he's like, what? And then we talk about it.
He's like, I've been looking for my grandma's ashes week after week, and you've had it the whole time.
And then the person gets to tell a story about the item. Why is it so valuable to them?
Oh, boy.
Wow. That came full circle in a way.
Full circle, because all of a sudden, it's like kind of fun. We're stealing this stuff, and that's kind of mean, but also funny because it's kids. We put some on our Instagram account will be amazing of the little kids in their burglar outfits.
Oh my gosh. Can you even imagine?
Your food pictures when you're luring them away.
Oh my gosh. It's like a combination of so many things.
So, but then it always comes back to the heart.
Yeah.
And we get to hear about how devastated they were when they thought their item was gone.
Right. And that's real emotion.
Real emotion.
And then they're so happy to see it. Then they tell us the story and we're all crying.
Everybody's crying.
They talk about their grandma. Oh my gosh.
There's drama. There's laughter.
It's amazing how an idea is so stupid when it first gets articulated, and then we just, it just becomes this award-winning podcast.
So we're in, right?
I was really, really skeptical. Like halfway through, I was like, Brad, this isn't even legal. We're going to get into so much trouble. But by the end, because the people aren't going to press charges.
No.
When they walk in this room and see that really valuable item that they thought was stolen.
Right.
They get it back and then they get to be on a podcast.
Right.
Wow.
When they realize the exposure they're going to get in the foreign markets because of this podcast. To get to tell that story.
It's a privilege and an honor.
It's a gift. Like we,
we're giving them a gift.
We give and we take away. It's like
two gifts.
It's like the U2 song.
They get their item back. They get to be on the podcast. They get to see a picture of your kid in a tiny little burglar outfit.
All right.
That's it.
That's it. Let's do it.
All right. Next week, Brad's children burglar house.
BS stands for Brad and Steve, 'cause there's nothing else that